Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, the status quo, Chapter 18, the battle between Lord Boar and Demon Hiranyaksha, and text number 21.
Asan Saundarim Apeta Sadvasam. Krita Pratikara Maharya Vikramam Vilakshadaityam Bhagavan Sahasrani Jagad Narayana Madhishukaram. Asanna Saundarim Apeta Sadvasam Krita Pratikara Maharya Vikramam Vilakshadaityam Bhagavan Sahasrani Jagad Narayanam Adishukaram. Asanna Saundaram Apeta Sadvasam Krita Pratikara Maharya Vikramam Vilakshadaityam Bhagavan Sahasrani Jagad Narayanam Adishukaram.
Asanna, attained. Shaundari, Shaundiram, power. Apet, devoid of. Sadvasam, fear. Krita, making. Pratikaram, opposition. Aharya, unopposable. Vikramam, having power. Vilaksha, having seen. Daityam, the demon. Bhagavan, the worshipful Brahma. Sahasrani, the leader of thousands of sages. Jagad, addressed. Narayanam, Lord Narayana. Adi, the original. Sukaram, having the form of a boar. Translation and purport by his translation by his loving divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. After arriving at the place of combat, Brahma, the leader of thousands of sages and transcendentalists, saw the demon who had attained such an unprecedented power that no one could fight with him. Brahma then addressed Narayana, who was assuming the form of a boar for the first time. Brahmo vacha, eshate deva devanam, angri mulam upeyushan. Vibranam saurabheyinam utanam apyanagasam. Agaskrita bhayakrita duskrita asmat radha varo asurah anveshan Pratirato Lokan Atati Kantakah. Translation. Lord Brahma said, "My dear Lord, this demon has proved to be a constant pinprick to the demigods, the brahmanas, the cows, and innocent persons who are spotless and always dependent upon worshipping your lotus feet. He has become a source of a fear by unnecessarily harassing them. Since he has attained a boon from me, he has become a demon. Always searching for a proper combatant, wandering all over the universe for this infamous purpose. There are two classes of living entities. One is called Sura or demigods, and the other is called Asura or the demons. Demons are generally fond of worshipping the demigods. And there are evidences that by such a worship they get extensive power for their sense gratification. This latter proves to be a cause of trouble to the brahmanas, demigods, and other innocent living entities. Demons habitually find fault with the demigods, brahmanas, and innocent, to whom they are a constant source of fear. The way of the demon is to take power from the demigods and then tease the demigods themselves. There is an instance of a great devotee of Lord Shiva who obtained a boon from Lord Shiva that the head of whomever he touched with his hand would come off its trunk. As soon as the boon was offered to him, the demon wanted to touch the very head of Lord Shiva. That is their way. The devotees of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead do not, however, ask any favor for sense gratification. Even they are offered liberation, they refuse it. They are happy simply engaging in a transcendental loving service of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Bharijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamcha Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Ancha Kalpataru Vashya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Kitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama So here in this verse, text number 20, Brahmaji has approached Lord in the form of a boar or Varaha. And what he is explaining about? He is saying that this Lord Narayana, who is the Adi, text number 21, that He has assumed this form first time. What it means? If chronologically, if you want to check it out, then this incarnation, when it has happened? Since Satyayuga, definitely. In the beginning of Brahma's day, the day of Brahma is known as a Kalpa. The present Kalpa, the present day of Brahma is known as Shvetavaraha. So after the dissolution that happens every night of Brahma, so this is the first Satyuga when Lord has taken this particular form of boar. And he says this demon has attained such an unprecedented power that no one is able to refute him. No one is able to defeat him in the combat. And why he has got that power? He himself says, it's me who has given this power. And he has become so powerful. And just not powerful, but after getting that power, what he has become? He was not born as a demon. But after getting a power, he become a more demonic. And Prabhupada said, generally, the demons, whom they worship? Demigods. Why do so? What's the reason behind that? As yesterday we discussed, Vedas, what they are? Whatever you want, they give it to you. Vedas, they are like a kalpa vriksha. Nigama kalpa taror. Nigama means Vedic literature. And kalpa taror means desire tree. So Vedas are like a desire tree. Whatever you ask for, you are going to get it from them. You ask for sense gratification, Kama Sutra is there. If you ask for the liberation, Brahma Sutra is there. So Vedic literature gives you what you desire. Generally what happens? When devotee was explaining, when Brahmaji first read the Vedas, he understood in Karmakanda way. Second time when he heard Vedas, he understood in the Jnanakanda way. And the third time when he heard about, then he understood it properly, because the purpose of Vedas is to understand the Lord. Vedesha sarve rahmaiva vidyo Vedanta krita veda videva shaham. Through Vedas only Lord can be known. So when he got purified from the ignorance, mode of passion, and when he got purified from the mode of goodness also, then he realized about the purpose of Vedas is to attain the Supreme Personality of God. Again, Vedas are divided into three parts. One is Jnanakanda. One is Karmakanda. Second is Jnanakanda. And third is Upasana. Or? So, the Karmakanda, it explains that if you worship certain demigod, certain period of a time, with certain ingredients, with certain procedure, then that demigod is bound to give you what you desire for. They can't leave. They can't escape themselves from not giving that. They are bound to give it. And that's why Brahma, when these both brothers, they worship Lord Brahma, they perform severe austerities to pray, to please him. He became pleased with that and he became obliged to give them what they want, irrespective of what they are going to use it for. So he asked for the strength and power so that he can defeat anyone and everyone. And Brahma said, Tathastu. And then what happened? If you get a power that makes you mad, and once the person becomes mad, then what happens? He creates problems for others. And specifically for whom? Exactly. He creates problem for innocent people, first of all. Who tries to worship the Supreme Personality of a Godhead? As we discussed yesterday, the demonious or godless civilization, what do they do? For God. For God. How you are going to remember it for exam? They always try to torture devotees. They get pleasure in that. So they torture brahmanas, they torture sages, they torture innocent people, and they torture even demigods. And he became so mad to find a proper opponent with whom he can really fight with. And for that he was roaming all around the world, universe, everywhere. And he was challenging each and everyone. Sometimes demigod, when they used to see that he is coming on that way, they used to turn. And they used to hide themselves somewhere. He became so obnoxious because of his power. So whenever, it is explained in the scripture, Ati Sarvatra Varjit. Whenever there is something is too much, then there will be a problem. What is that shloka? Satat gamanat anadaro bhavati. If you go and visit someone regularly, then he loses respect for you. Malaye bhilla purandari indanam chandanam tarukashtam indanam kurute. The Bhilla means aborigines or the Adivasis or forest dwellers. What they do? In the Malaya hills, where the Chandan is abundantly available, they use Chandan stick as a fuel. Why? Because it is randomly available. They don't have value for them. That's why it is said, Ati Sarvatra Varjayat. So you should don't do anything excessively. And if someone gets excessive power, definitely it's going to get destroyed him first. So in the next verse, Brahmaji is requesting their lordship. Now this is time to kill him. Even though I have given him a boon. But you can only relieve the demigods from this obnoxious personality. The Lord Brahma continued, my dear Lord, there is no need to play with this serpentine demon who is always very skilled in conjuring tricks and is arrogant, self-sufficient and most wicked. The Purport Prabhupada says, no one is unhappy when a serpent is killed. It is a practice among village boys to catch a serpent by the tail and play with it for some time and then kill it. Similarly, the Lord could have killed the demon at once, but he played with him in the same way as a child plays with snake before killing it. Brahma requested, however, that since the demon was more wicked and undesirable than a serpent, there was no need to play with him. It was his wish that he be killed at once without delay. See, remember one thing. Lord always keeps the word of his devotees. Who has given him a boon? Brahma. Who is Brahma? Devotee of the Lord. So he is protecting his boon. That's why he was playing around with him. He was not killing him. Unless and until Brahma told him, "My Lord, now kill him. I have given him a benediction that no one can kill him. But now I am telling you that please kill him." So he kept Brahma's word. And here he says he is undesirable and very wicked person. That's the qualities of demon. Then he says, "My dear Lord, you are infallible. Please kill this sinful demon before the demoniac hour arrives." And he presents another formidable approach favorable to him. "You can kill him by your internal potency without doubt. My Lord, the darkest evening which covers the world is fast approaching. Since you are the soul of all souls, kindly kill him and win victory for the demigods." The auspicious period known as Abhijit, which is most opportune for victory, commenced at midday and has all but passed. Therefore, in the interest of your friends, please dispose of this formidable foe quickly. This demon, luckily for us, has come of his own accord to you, his death ordained by you. Therefore, exhibiting your ways, kill him in a duel and establish the worlds in peace." Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport of the 3rd canto, 18th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled "The Battle Between the Boar and the Demon Hiranyaksha." See, Brahmaji, who is the second creator of this material world. Devakade paina ko karo. Who is most powerful living entity? After Lord, he is there to decide what to do with this world. But this demon, by the benediction of Brahma, became so powerful that even Brahma was not able to control him. This is what happens with the demigods. Whatever boon they give to their worshippers, because of that boon, that worshipper becomes so powerful that he even don't care about the demigods. And Prabhupada gave example in the purport of who is that demon whom Lord Shiva gave a benediction? Bhasmasura. He got the boon from Lord Shiva that whoever hurts, he will keep his hand, that head will get busted out. Or that person will become ashes. He will turn into ashes. And what this rascal did? He looked at Parvati, who was sitting next to Lord Shiva, and thought that, "Nice, I got a boon now. So let me destroy this person and enjoy his wife." That's the mentality of demon. There is a difference between the benedictions that are given by demigods and the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, I never give anything which can gratify the senses of my devotee. Even though if they come for that, I don't give them. Like a son goes to the father and asks for poison. Do you think that father will give happily? Okay, take this. Enjoy. Huh? No. Karadaya bhakshana kari. Lord says they are asking for the poison. So he never gives that. Like a small boy goes to his father and I said, give me some 10 bucks. The father asks, for what? I want to go and buy some cigar. What will happen? Not in America, but at least in India, he will get a big slap on the face. Huh? So same way. If devotee goes and he asks some material things from the Lord, Lord never gives it. But what he does? Whoever has taken shelter at the feet of the lotus feet of the Lord, padashritanam samasta choram. He takes away everything from that person who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord. Akinchati akinchani krita padashritam ya karoti bhikshuk pati geha heenam. What he makes him? He makes him as a pati geha heenam. Literally a beggar on the street. That means he takes away everything that is there with his devotees so that they can get rid of this material attachment. That's the thing that we need to understand. Generally people, they have this question. Why Lord never take care of his devotees? In material point of view, people think that if you have a material opulences, that means Lord is favoring you. But the real devotee, he understands that that's not fact. They get scared if they get some material opulences. They definitely think that Lord is not pleased with me. That's why he is giving all these things which are going to cause me a hindrance in my spiritual life. So rather than that, they pray, Vipadam Shantu Shashvata Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru, like Maharani Kunti. Oh my Lord, give me all sorts of vipadas, obstacles, because those obstacles give me your remembrance. And we can see all the episodes or all these stories which are given in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. Who is always get tortured? Devotees. Why?
So they get attention of
them. Huh?
That's why they may get attention of
what it means?
God loves the devotees.
When what question I asked? What's the question that I asked? What was that question?
Why devotees suffer?
Huh. Why they get always tortured?
Those who are born have
So that means Lord does not want everyone should come to him.
Complete surrender.
Huh?
Complete surrender.
See, unless and until Lord devotees are put into problem and struggle, Lord never comes. If he has to appear in this material world, he only appears when his devotees are in trouble. Otherwise, he never cares why he has to come here. That was first explained in this chapter. Why Lord appears? He appears to protect his devotees. So if they are already in merry-go-round, why Lord will come here? Generally, he comes for his own devotees. And when devotees ask him, by seeing the precarious condition of the living entities who are suffering in this material world, then what happens? Then Lord comes. Jivera karane loinu avatara leela koilo savistara. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. O Gopinath, you are the master of senses. And why do you come to this material world? You come to this material world because by performing wonderful pastimes, you wanted to attract the living entities towards you and wants to take them, go back, come back to God. Otherwise, there is no use actually. And here, Brahmaji says, this funny fellow has come by his own accord to you. Otherwise, Lord has to go and hunt him and then kill him. But this crazy fellow, he came and what he did? He thought that Lord is hiding himself somewhere because he got scared of these both brothers. So he's hiding somewhere. And to get him out, what he has to do? Hiranyaksha himself has explained. Why he has put that earthly planet into the oceans? Why he has done that? Because he thought that he will not come out unless and until I close his nose. In Hindi mein kaha hota hai na ki naak dabaoge to muh apne aap khul jata hai. When I start torturing his loved one, and definitely to protect them, he will come out. And who is most loved one? Pada Ashritam, who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord. And who is that? Mother Earth, Bhu Devi. She is always at the feet of their lordship. So what he did? He took her and put her into the Rasatala. And as soon as he did that, brahmanas, sages and devotees, they got disturbed because they were not able to perform proper sadhana to please their lordship. And they started praying, oh my Lord, do something. And then Lord appeared. And which form he has taken? Why boar? What's the reason behind that? Earth was placed into the filthy place. And who can go there? Only a Varaha. Boar can go there. So Lord took form of a boar because anything in the water, no one else can smell it. But only boar can do that. So Lord took that particular form and he went underneath the water and he took out the mother earth. And while he was coming out, this demon, he was abusing, literally abusing their lordship. And Sridhar Swami, when he writes his commentary, He has turned all that abusement into the praise of their Lord Shiva. That's the glory of devotee. Because they does not find any faults with anyone. Even the faulty language used by demon was glorified by the devotee. Oh, this is what he said actually, you know. Not this meaning, but this is what he means. They never find any faults. And exactly 180 degree opposite demons. They always find faults in good things also. You know? See, his tilak, every time he has a black tilak. Now what is your problem, man? At least he has a tilak on the face. No, why black? What? So what's wrong in that? No. Everyone has some different, why he has to have that? That's the tendency of demonic person. Even it is good, but to find some fault in that. Because being in this material world, which has a tendency to low down our consciousness. Because this material world, everything goes down here. Never remains at one place. Never remains at a stagnant stage. Either it will be rise up to the level or otherwise it will go down. So we have to be very alert. And that's why it is said that devotees should be expert, daksha. Daksha in what? He should have a laksha, means he should have a proper awareness, or he should be sacheta. Sacheta means conscious of how things are happening in his own life. Does that things making him more conscious of lordship or making him more conscious of his own comforts? That need to be understood. And all these episodes, they show us that unless and until you are in uncomfortable position, you will not make progress. If you are comfortable, means you become sluggish, you become lazy. If there is no friction, there is no progress. And that's why devotee, they always think, if something is easy going, means I'm not doing anything in my spiritual life. And if there are troubles, then definitely you should understand that you are making a tangible progress in spiritual life. That's why Maya is creating problems in your life. We were discussing like last month. He was telling, because he was serving one Prabhupada disciple, Sannyasi. Something happened and they approached him and they asked him, Maharaj, you know this people is like this, he does that, and they always say like this and that, so many things. And Maharaj heard it and he said, yeah, because you people are doing something, that's why they are finding fault. If you don't do anything, they will not find fault with anything. That means you are progressing. Some people, they said, this devotee say, very nice, you know. And someone is doing some service, he always has some problem. He does like this, he does like that. Because this person, he never does anything. Like a showpiece. Has a nice tilak, has a nice dress, sit down, no interaction with anyone, by himself only. But someone else who is preaching, who is rendering some active service, always try to find fault with him. Because he is doing something, that's why you are finding fault. If he doesn't do anything, then how you will find faults with him? So whenever there is a friction, whenever there is a problem, wherever there is a, what we can say?
Challenge.
So challenge. Then you should understand that you are making some progress, and because of that Mayadevi is getting disturbed. And unless and until there is a disturbance, you will not realize the mercy of Lord. Do you? Hansi bro? If everything is easy going, do we remember Lord then? Why? According to my karma, everything is going on. I did best thing in my previous life, so I'm getting the best. Why should I go to Lord then? It's me only who is doing everything for myself. Then we'll not look at God. But just to realize the mercy of Lord, you need to have a disturbance in your life. If it is not there, then think about something is problem with your spiritual life. Something is going wrong. And that's why devotees are always put into such a situation, to test them out, to check their progress in spiritual life. The real parameter of testing your progress in spiritual life, the problems, the struggle that you are having in your life. You are having a much struggle, then take it positively that Lord is giving this to me so that my faith should increase in His mercy. Because He is what? Reciprocally respondent. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam satayva bhajamya. Mama vartamanu vartante manusha partha sarvashaha. Try to understand this. That's what Lord says to Arjuna. The way you want to approach Him, He reacts in that way with you. And today is the glorious appearance of one of the wonderful incarnation of their Lordship. That is Shri Narasimhadeva Bhagavan ki
Jai.
For whom He appeared for? Nothing else. To keep the words of His devotees. Again, Brahma here gave a benediction to his elder brother. And what was that benediction? How intelligently he has asked. No? Can you imagine? A layman can think about that. Do you remember what are the benediction he asked for? He says, exactly. I should not be get killed by none of your creation. In first thing, he has asked for everything. Second thing, first of all, he asked for the immortality. Then Brahma said, forget man, I am not going to be immortal. So how I can give what I am not? So ask for something else. Then he thought that I am more intelligent than Brahma. Even though he has a forehead, but he is not intelligent as I. So what he asked for? I should not get killed by any of your creation. Then? With no weapons. Either wet or dry. Because something will be dry or something will be wet. Then only you can. But he said no wet, no dry. Then? Neither at daytime, nor at night. Then next? Not in the air, not on the ground. Then?
Not in the home,
not outside the home, not inside the home. Very cleverly he asks all these boons. But what happened? Ati sarvatra varjayet. If you think that you are too smart, Lord said, chalam chalayatam asmi. That's why one name of the Lord is Chaliya. There is one deity in Vrindavan. He is known as a Chayal Chicken. Radha Chayal Chicken. Chayal Chicken means? Kiska deity is it? Bhugarva Goswami. Radha Damodar, if you go to Radha Damodar temple, in the extreme right hand side of the altar, you will find that beautiful deity. This big. Beautiful deity of Radha Chayal Chicken. Means who is expert in cunning the people. Chayal. He is a great cheater. He said, okay, you wanted to become smart? I am your father. So it took a form of? Which is not human, not a Pashu. How he killed him then? Which weapon he used for? Which is not dry, which is not moist. Which is not wet. It's moist. And where he killed him? On the threshold of his palace. And what was the exact place? Neither in the air nor on the ground. He took it, took him on his lap. And he got killed. Not daytime, not evening. He got killed at the time of Sandhya. And most important thing, he became glorious, you know, because of that death. He was the only one demon that Lord has killed is getting worship every day along with the Lord. Is that true? He is always sitting on the laps of the Lord. Whenever you offer Shodashap Upcharas, Dhupa, Deepa, anything, you are also indirectly offering to Hiranyakashipu. That's why it is said the killing or whoever gets killed by the Lord is gets the same benediction as Lord gives the benediction to his devotees. And that's why Lord is Sammoham Sarva Bhuteshu. He is equal to everyone. Name Dveshosti Na Priya. No one is dear to me and no one is hate. He is not hateful to anyone. And whenever Lord comes, he shows it by his own example. Like Lord Ramachandra. See, if you read Ramayana, how many of you have read it? You read it? Okay. So what is the conversation when he came in front of the Ravana? The first time when they came face to face, Ravana started boasting himself like anything. With all awe and reverence, Lord Ramachandra, with the very respectful words, he glorified Ravana first. He never abused Ravana. He gave all awe and respect because he came as a Maryada Purushottam. And he was knowing that Ravana is a Brahmana by birth. And Lord Ram appeared in the Kshatriya Vamsha. So Brahmanas are always superior to Kshatriyas. Even whatever they may have done, they should be respected. Being born as a Brahman. And Lord Ramachandra showed him all awe and respect that way. And then he said, when Ravana started abusing Lord Ram, then Lord said, what you are doing? This is what I should learn from you. You are such a great personality. You have performed such a severe austerities which are incomparable with anyone. You are such a great person. Being born in a Brahmana family, should I hear all these things from you, from such a respectable person? I said, now it is enough. We should now deal with our arrows. And they started then fighting. And that also Ravana first shoot the arrow. Then Lord Ramchandra. So this is what one has to understand. When Lord comes, he shows everything by his own practice. And then what happened? When he got killed, even Vibhishana was reluctant to do all the Antya Samskaras for him. Then Lord Ramchandra said, if you are not going to do that, I am going to do that. So Brahmanochit, Antya Sanskaras were got done for Ravana. And after that, Lord Ramachandra, he sat and he got done Brahmahatya Prayashchitta. So this is what we can learn from Lord's pastimes. Each and every time. So it said that one should follow Lord Ramachandra and one should only take instruction from Lord Krishna. Don't follow him. People do other way. They try to take instruction from Lord Ramachandra and they try to follow Krishna. Then what happens? Chaos. Nothing. That's why all these pastimes you need to understand from the devotees. Because they know the real purport. And Ishopanishad clearly explains that Vidya should be obtained from disciplic succession. Not from any Tom, Dick, Harry. Because there are so many Veda Vadarataha who was expert in knowing the Vedas but by their own ways, not as per the Vedic import. So Vedic import can be obtained by following the disciplic succession. Hare Krishna. So any question, any comment? Panditji? Yes, Rakta Varaha and Shweta Varaha. Huh? That was Rakta Varaha who killed Hiranyaksha. And Shweta Varaha came to give Vedas because he came out of the nostril of Brahma. That is Shweta Varaha. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्यों भाई।